Folks, this segment is brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Kuby's Game Processing in Dallas, where I get all my game processed, and Kuby Sausage House, Air Force Air Guns, and the Minnow Bucket on Lake Fort. Well, you know, folks, all of us that hunt and fish, or most of us, like to cook the fruits of our hunting trips or our fishing trips. The segments that I do, not only on radio, but the columns that I write about outdoor cooking, I probably get more input from readers and listeners from those segments and columns than, or at least as much as I get from the actual hunting and fishing talk. My grandson, Luke Zimmerman, has started a little project with me giving his tips, outdoor cooking tips. He's been on with us a couple of three times. Luke has got another recipe that I'm anxious to try. Very simple outdoor cooking that you can do in a cast iron skillet. Let's learn a little bit of something, and I, for one, am going to try it. It has to do with chicken. Luke, thank you, buddy, for being with us and sharing your outdoor cooking recipe this week.
It's good to be back. Thanks for having me again.
Yep, man, you're getting to be a regular, and I really appreciate it. This one is kind of, I think you nicknamed it or named it East-West Chicken, but it's a skillet recipe. I think it would serve itself well with a good cast iron skillet over a Coleman stove or a campfire for that matter, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I've actually made it over a campfire.
It
turned
out
pretty good.
I bet it. If you cooked it, buddy, I know it was good. Well, let's tell about how we do it and what cuts of chicken that you, any particular, you need chicken breast or wings, or does it matter?
Yeah, so to start, yes, the preparation and the meat you choose is pretty important. You want to make sure you have good chicken breast. Chicken breast, I would say, is going to be the best cut of meat for this, and in preparation of this, you'll want to make sure to cut off any of the undesirable pieces of the meat. I like to make sure there's not any big pieces of fat or any stringy pieces of just undesirable meat left on there when you're cooking. I'd say that's pretty important to the recipe just for overall the texture of the dish whenever it's done. But to start, you're going to want to take, I usually get 3 or 4 chicken breasts depending on how many people I need to feed. Just thaw them out. Put them on a cutting board, and kind of a secret to this recipe to make it really good, you want to lay the breast out on a cutting board, and I like to just make 3 little slices down the breast just to let some of the marinade you're going to put in on there soak in a little bit better. You don't want to cut it in half or even cut it into quarters. You just want to put 3 thin little knife slices in the meat itself. Like I said, don't cut it into pieces. Just make sure those slices are there. It's going to help some of that marinade soak in.
Lengthwise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you.
Yep. Then for your marinade, grab a decent-sized Ziploc baggie. And the key to this recipe is some of your Texas Best barbecue sauce. And I cannot stress enough how good this stuff is. Gramps, Luke here has turned me on to it. And I cook with it at least 3 or 4 times a week. It is the best for a reason.
You're hooked. You are hooked.
Yeah, I am. And depending on how much chicken I have, I usually add half a jar to an entire jar of it, pour it in a baggie, then grab some teriyaki sauce.
Oh, boy.
Very important.
Sounding good.
Couple splashes of teriyaki sauce in your baggie, and then some yellow mustard. Just squeeze some in there to your taste.
Yep.
You're going to put your chicken in the baggie with a good portion of black pepper as well. Let it marinate for however long you want. I usually do about 1 hour or 2. You can definitely do it longer. After that, all you got to do is pour it all in the skillet. I think I usually cook it on the lowest settings as I can, very, very low, for about 30 minutes on each side. So it takes about 1 hour to cook, but you want to cook it really slow. When it's done, it's done. That's pretty much it. All you got to do is let it sit in that marinade. And just keep pouring some of that marinade out of the pan, get it in a spoon, and just keep pouring it on top of the chicken while you're cooking it. Very simple, very delicious, just chicken in a skillet. Make sure there's sauce on top of it while it's cooking, low and slow for about 1 hour.
That sounds so tasty, and it's something that I'll be, you know, I've honestly never cooked chicken just exactly like that. I've barbecued 1 million pounds of chicken, but that's something that, you know, you could get your your marinade and get your chicken all the lengthwise cuts and all that at home, put that Ziploc bag in another Ziploc bag, you know, just for protection there, put it in your ice chest, and when you get to deer camp or out on fishing trip or whatever, it's as simple as breaking your skillet out and dumping it in there and letting it go, right?
That's what I did the other day, just dump in the marinade with the chicken, let it cook low and slow for an hour. It is very, very good.
Well, Luke, that's...
I've dubbed it the East Meets West Chicken. It has a little bit of Asian influence in it.
There you go, East Meets West Chicken. Well, I will be putting it to good use, and I bet you some of our listeners are going to say, hey, that sounds pretty good. There will probably be some chicken breast sold at the grocery store this week. Luke, thank you very much for being with us. And, you know, when you come up with a new recipe, we're going to share it with everybody and hopefully get everybody, involved in a little camp cooking.
I hope so. It's good for everybody.
Okay, East Meets West Chicken. That sounds pretty tasty. That's something I'm going to do here at the house, probably out on my old Dutch kettle or my cast iron skillet, or I might even do it in my Dutch kettle. It's got to be tasty. I want to give you another recipe I've given this one in the past, but it seems like every time I mention it, everybody jumps on board and they want to do it. If you haven't got this recipe, I want to give it to you. Real simple. Cornish hens. Actually, I learned to do this with quail. Bob Hood, my old buddy, the late Bob Hood with the Fort Worth paper, he was the editor, outdoor editor, hunting and fishing editor for about 42 years. Bob and I would go quail hunting, and one time he says, I'm going to bring some stuff, and we're going to cook these quail right out here on the campfire. Here's what we did. Take a Dutch kettle and a stick and a half of butter. It's very simple. Melt the butter. Just, you know, don't get it sizzling. Just melt it. Take each quail piece, and you in a number 10 Dutch kettle, you can cook, 12 quail if you wanted to, or more probably, but chicken pieces will work. You can take a chicken breast and cut it bone in or bone out. It doesn't really matter. You can cut it halfway across. So you don't want one big old chunk of chicken breast. You cut it in half and then coat these chicken pieces or quail pieces or pheasant pieces with Ritz cracker meal. Just buy three. We usually use three rolls of Ritz crackers, and we crumble that up, pulverize it really fine, coat each piece of quail or each piece of chicken. Chicken wings works well with this too. Coat them with that Ritz cracker meal. Stick them down in the bottom of your Dutch kettle, and then do not waste that extra cracker meal. Take that and sprinkle it on top. Cover everything with a pretty good coating of black pepper, coarse ground black pepper. Seems to go really well. And if you're cooking it out on a campfire with charcoal, I always use B&B charcoal because it just burns a long time. I've been using that for years. You can use B&B charcoal, and I do recommend it. On a number 10 Dutch kettle, about 13 B&B charcoal briquettes on top and about 7 underneath. Let it go for about 50 minutes. And I'm going to tell you that cracker meal with a black pepper seasoned with that quail and the butter, you know, or the chicken, that is one awesome meal. We're getting a little short on time for this segment, folks. I hope you do get a chance to, when you're out hunting and fishing, deer camp, hog hunting, take time to get away from that old peanut butter and jelly sandwich or can of Spam, which nothing wrong with that, and do a little outdoor cooking. I think you'll enjoy, and I guarantee you, the folks there at camp, you'll become a hero pretty quick. Folks, this segment is brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan that I used last year, their 45 caliber, to take a nice buck with. Check them out at airforceairguns.com. Also brought to us by Nielsen Specialty Ammo, NielsenSpecialtyAmmo.com for air guns. Folks, I've had a ball with you today. That wraps our show up. Remember, you can contact me anytime through the website, catfishradio.org. There's an email address on there. Feel free to email me. You may want to be a guest on this show sometime, but feel free to contact me there, and I promise you I'll get right back with you.